Do you agree that World War III, if carried out all the way, would be, for us, the end of the world? Would it be?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, a very contrarian view.
Yeah, I definitely believe that the nuclear war is not only possible, but very probable, and it would not be the end of the world. In fact, I wrote a novel about it, Plan of Attack, which deals exactly with that question.
That's right.
A very limited nuclear attack. Somebody could order a nuclear attack and then promise the other side that was a response, that attack brings us to parity. Yes, it was a bolt out of the blue. Yes, it was unprovoked, all this and that. But now we're equal, and I promise I'm going to stop. And if you're smart, you won't retaliate. And I believe, I truly believe that in the case of the United States, we would not retaliate.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. We should discuss that book a little bit. I thought it was an awesome book, by the way.
Thank you.
So the general contention of the book was that we get hit, and hit pretty hard. And as you point out, then the promise is, well, we won't go any further if you don't, but if you do, then it's full nuclear war. Actually, my initial question to you is, if we had an all-out World War III,
mm-hmm.
and by all-out, I mean we've used it all, you know, the ICBMs, the sub-launch stuff, and then finally the B-52s or whatever else we've got in the air these days, and we dropped everything we had, and they dropped everything they had, would that be the end of the world?
No, I still don't think it would be. I think the areas of devastation would be very isolated. They would be very really restricted, really, to the northern hemisphere. I think the amount of damage, especially in Russia, the targets are so concentrated in one specific area, if you're talking about the population areas, and then going after ICBM sites, they're very scattered across a very large continent. So I really don't think, even if it was all-out nuclear war, it would. Now there would be a lot of devastation for many years or even many decades after that, but I don't believe it would be the end of the world.
You wouldn't have a scenario where the radiation poisoning would virtually, you'll remember this movie, wipe out North America and then circulate to the southern hemisphere eventually, ultimately killing everybody. You don't believe that at all?
No.
And the military, so this kind of thing, were you instructed on this kind of thing about what would happen? And do you think that they might have sort of, I don't know, given you the optimistic side of it, making your mission perhaps easier than it otherwise would be?
Well, we were very used to getting the optimistic view of the entire mission. When you look at your mission, and even you were relying on a lot of things to happen. You're relying on that initial nuclear laydown, but in order to keep the aircraft safe from enemy defenses, but that meant that you were flying through dozens and perhaps hundreds of nuclear explosions, and you're relying on the ability on the planners to keep you away from the explosions far enough where you wouldn't fly through a mushroom cloud.
Right.
But still, you knew you were going to do it. You knew there was going to be fallout all around you. There would be the electromagnetic pulse shutting down communications. Disrupting radar. By the time you actually made it over to your target, exactly how much of your airplane would still be working?
Did they understand then, and you were in the B-52s in what years, Dale?
I started in 1978 and finished up in 1984.
So I suppose by then they did understand what the effects of EMP would be?
Oh, very much so. And they assured us that even, you know, even the B-52s back in the late 70s, we're hardened enough that we could survive most of it. Now, we practiced on a continual basis about releasing weapons no matter what kind of equipment you had. And we could release weapons just based on airspeed and time. And, I mean, with nothing else except for a whiskey compass, we had the capability of getting weapons off the B-52 with no hydraulic power, no pneumatic power, no electrical power. We could pull a handle on the ceiling, and we can open up the bomb doors and drop the bombs out. And we were trained to do it based on time and heading, just dead reckoning.
And ride one down like Slim if you had to, I suppose. Probably not, but
they were back there. You could kind of squeeze through the hatch, and you can
really
go back there and jump on one. But,
oh my God!
But it's—I mean, you know—parts of that movie were crazy, but actually, most of the movie was really dead on. And Failsafe, of course, you know, felt more tense and more accurate and everything. But boy, you know, Dr. Strangelove was hauntingly, really chillingly accurate.